worst humanitarian crisis in the world keeps growing. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's hard to wrap your head around the size and scope of this crisis, but you can make a difference. And an everyday drink is helping to reflect Christ in a community. And this time, it's not water. We'll fill in the details in just a few moments. Our first story, though it's not a regular headline anymore, the humanitarian crisis in northern Iraq is one of the worst in the world. The latest United Nations estimates more than 10 million Iraqis need immediate help. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says they sent the first of many aid containers.
We were worried that there would be a lot of people stealing things and also go through ISIS-controlled areas. So what we had to do instead is send it to Turkey, and then from Turkey overland it goes into northern Iraq.
And that's the complication. ISIS and Syria's civil war, ongoing violence, and more refugees who fled in complete panic.
Many of them are coming with just their clothes on their backs. They're saying, can you help us with hygiene supplies? Can you send us blankets, clothing, feminine products, and vitamins?
VBB's partners are providing these supplies plus Bibles and a listening ear. And it makes a difference.
When they see the compassion of Christians, they open up the gospel and they say that Christianity offers life and love and truth. And they see the brutality of Islam and say, this only offers that.
And what if 90% of your neighbors lived in poverty? Just think about that for a second. And that's what the Roma community looks like in Europe. Now, the poverty cycle can seem hopeless, but education can break that cycle. Teach Beyond shared about a missions team who recently saw an educational ministry in action. MNN's Lindsay Koh tells us more.
A high school missions team went to Romania to help with work projects at an elementary school. But what they saw was eye-opening. The Roma kids grow up surrounded by violence and poverty, and some of them only come to the school just to get a meal. The school was started by the local church when they saw their struggling neighbors and knew that education could make a difference. Now there are 180 students at the school, and the church is opening doors for the gospel. Pray for spiritual nourishment in the Roma community. I'm Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. If you think your morning cup of joe changes your outlook on life, just consider how coffee has transformed the Mien tribal village in the mountains of Thailand. Joseph Richter of Farms International.
This village was very remote and was actually a center for opium production in Thailand back in the 60s, and the government finally cracked down on the opium production.
Well, with the opium went the village's income, so they turned to coffee crops. Around the same time, partners of Farms planted a church that is now 100 members strong. Many of these members have microloans from Farms that have helped them get to their feet financially, give back to the church, and in effect, create more opportunities to share the gospel with neighboring villages. When asked how listeners like you can help, Richter says,
pray specifically for the Mien tribal people, that they would continue to follow the Lord and continue to outreach to their neighbors. There's a tremendous need among the Mien tribal people for the gospel.
And it's exciting hearing how Farms is helping communities, and Global Aid Network is doing much the same. In June, GAIN is hosting a week-long mission packing project at their logistics center in Pennsylvania. Volunteers will pack various supplies to be shipped worldwide. Mark Gaither with GAIN.
This is an unprecedented time in human history. We've never had more people displaced from their homes than this time in any time since World War II, and perhaps even more than that now.
But GAIN isn't going to the same places as other aid organizations.
We're able to go in places where even the UN isn't even able to go, because we have indigenous workers, Christian workers that are part of the culture. They live there. They know the people. They know the culture. They know the suffering. And they have access to the people that most others wouldn't.
There's still time to register. If you want details on this story or any of the others that you've heard today, you'll find them at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.